What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, Mimi Shoneman, your host and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. From RE/MAX Results, Mimi Shoneman is in the building. Good morning again, Mimi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Actually, thank you for having me. I appreciate hanging out with you every week. So you have lots of stuff going on. I know that we always encourage people to call in and use all of your expertise out there and getting the home that they love and also getting those free guides that you have available all of the time. And that's just cool that you update them all the time to give, because the market's changing and you just don't, just trying to keep your finger on that particular pulse is probably a lot of work. So you going and saying, I've done all the legwork for you, that is awesome.
Yeah. Quarterly, we have brand new guides, both for buyers and sellers. Things to think about when you're buying or selling a home. You can get them both or get one, or and they've got great information. They're updated quarterly. So, you know, it's a different market between the winter and the spring and the summer. So the winter, it's kind of like you're still coming out of hibernation mode.
Okay.
But I can tell you what, people start getting really busy around that third week of January, which is right before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And then you can kind of feel it kind of ticking up. It's like an energy, like a heartbeat or something. And then around summertime, it's hot. Yeah, well, actually, it's pretty hot in the spring here as well. So we've got great guides, free information. Also, we post a lot of information on our show page here at MyTalk.
Right. And so, and you are updating that all the time. And it's a great place for people to start because so many of the scenarios are very specific to you as an individual. Like, are you going through a divorce? Are you becoming an empty nester? Are you, you know, expanding your family and going, well, where do I start? And is there a resource out there available for me? And you have all of that information there on the show page now.
Absolutely. And so it's a convenient way if you happen to be driving. Maybe it's the first time you've ever caught the show and you're like, what are they talking about? Or maybe you're a longtime MyTalker and you know exactly what we're talking about. But if you go to MyTalk1071.com, keyword you put it in is Red Hot, and that'll bring you right to our show page. So we always try to keep that fresh, and we thank our producer Sonny for getting that up for us. And yeah, lots of good stuff.
The other thing that's awesome is we do all watch all of those Flip My House shows, those curb appeals, those HGTV shows. And instead of watching those shows, we can just call in and talk to you and actually get the question from somebody that can show up and walk me through the whole process here in the Twin Cities.
Well, you know, it's interesting because different listeners that I meet with have different needs, mm-hmm. you know, and we cover a pretty broad spectrum, the people that listen to this station.
Right.
I've had some really great meetings the last week or so. I met with a woman who called and, you know, was dealing with an estate and some hoarding issues
right.
from the heir. And so, you know, I walked through the house with them and we're still processing all of that. But I believe that we can get them more money than what they've been quoted, especially if you are being pursued, I would say, by a company that says that they'll sell, you know, just come in, you get your stuff out and as is.
Right.
That's great. And there's a purpose for that. And we don't shame anybody here. But if you'd like a second opinion,
right,
give us a call, 651-578-2218 during the week, and we can set up a time. Maybe we can get you more money. Maybe we can't.
Mm-hmm.
But we do also have resources for folks that are going through those sorts of things. And then I had a lovely meeting with another one of our listeners, and I am not tall or blonde.
Is that what they said you sounded like?
Yes.
That's always fascinating.
Isn't that funny?
They had an image in their mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so she's like, right before I left, like, I always thought that you were tall and you were blonde. I'm like, you know.
Thank you.
Next,
but no.
Next life. You know, I don't know about the blonde thing, but I would take tall all day long.
I appreciate your current stature and your brunette hair. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's all right. But I'm short too. So
yeah. Well, you're taller than me, so there you go. So I told her, I'm like, yeah, you know, got a little American Indian, a little Irish, so a lot of hot blood going on here.
But that is excellent because it has made a very fiery person is out there and you do a great job for your clients and you definitely go to work for them and you're willing to go to bat for
yeah.
them and get them the, you know, help. Because it is. It's right now. It's so busy out there and you have to really arm yourself with the right information. So not only can you get the house that you want, but sometimes you can get them what you want for your house, which is a very personal experience.
Exactly. And, you know, I want everybody to know that listens to the show and to the station, we don't just work with a certain type of buyer or seller. We don't just deal with luxury.
Right.
Okay. I want everybody to know that. We deal with all sorts of properties. We deal from the very beginner type of home that, you know, is ready to go. And we also deal with homes that are not so ready to go. In fact, we deal with a lot of those homes.
Okay.
And so I don't want anybody that ever listens here be afraid to call and be intimidated, because we are just people. We put our skirts on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And, you know, we want to meet our listeners and to help you the best we can. And we cover the entire metro area, not just one particular area of St. Paul. We're Minneapolis, we're Western Wisconsin, and we will go wherever our listeners live, and we have resources for you.
And that is a great way to put it, because so often you get into these, you're navigating this scenario, and you go, I just want to, quote unquote, have a person. I just want to have somebody that I can trust, that I know I can call, that's going to go and give me the straight information on this and not feel like you're getting taken advantage of. So somebody that can really articulate things that you need them to articulate.
Well, you know, so it's kind of like our mortgage professionals here that say that they're puzzle makers.
Right.
Right. And what does that mean exactly? Well, you know, they don't just cookie cutter it. They don't just have a mold for everybody. So it's like I come to your house, mm-hmm. and let's just say that you are ready to downsize. Well, your needs are going to be completely different than somebody who has an expanding family and they need to move to a bigger space.
Right.
But maybe, and we're going to talk about what's going to work best for you. Maybe you're dealing with a lot in your own life. Maybe mm-hmm. you're dealing with an elderly parent that you might have to care for. Maybe you're dealing with someone who's passed away and you've inherited a property, and you've also inherited what in your mind is an enormous mess.
Right.
A lot of stress, a lot of headache. It's like, where do I start? And we can help you with the where do you start, and put together a program for you so that we can help work with you. We've got people on our team that can come and help clean your house out. We've got organizers. We've got painters, contractors that we have relationships with that can help you get the house ready. And we can help you step it through what you might need to do. And it's different for every single person. And, you know, oh, how I wish that we were only a luxury brokerage. I'm just kidding. You know, because, you know, there's a lot of joy in the different stages that people go through.
Right.
And so there's never a same day in real estate. It's always different. And, you know, so my needs today are different than my needs were 10 years ago. And I suppose they'll be different in 10 more years.
Right.
So you have to have somebody that's going to sit with you and think outside the box of what it is that you need. And every house is different.
And I think that, you know, most of us are in a similar age range where you would sit around with your grandparents and we'd watch these old school black and white, like, you know, these TV shows. And you'd go, you know what? They had this particular looking family. They got this house. They were going to stay in that house and then pass it on to the kids. And that's what you would have in this old school world. But that's not the reality that we live in at all anymore.
It's so different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, what is old?
Right.
You know what I mean? So that has really changed even since I've had my real estate license in the last 12 years. So, you know, it's like the 60, 70 year olds are still with it and kicking it, man. Mm-hmm. They're out there, they're living life and they're making plans. So, you know, it's like, you don't have to tell us that you're old. We don't care about any of that. We just want to help you with whatever phase you are in your life today. And even if you feel old, you know, sometimes you get out of bed, you're a little crickety. It's not a problem.
No.
You know, we'll figure out how to, you know, get you in that one level living.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, that particular type of home is hot, hot, hot.
Right.
So if you're looking for one level living because of a variety of reasons, and you need
to start planning,
you need to look at it, you know, immediately, because prices are really steadily on the rise in that category and they're not building them fast enough.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to prepare for that sort of thing. So we'll take all of our listeners' calls, no matter what situation you might be in.
And today, if you want to call us, it's very easy to find us. It's 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And what are we going to cover specifically?
Well, we're going to revisit some of the questions that home buyers should ask themselves. And, you know, it's not just necessarily just for first-time home buyers, because if it's been a while since you've bought a home, maybe you're like, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
Well, the first thing that you want to do is to get one of our guides.
Okay.
That's what we're going to recommend. And then the second thing that we want to do is to have a consultation with you. And it's absolutely free, no obligation, where we can sit down and we can do a needs assessment of what it is that you're looking for and to kind of share with you about what's going on in the market. So let's just say, for instance, that your budget is only $175,000.
Right.
Okay. And you're a first time home buyer. Where, and you only want to live in Uptown.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to sit down and talk about what's going on in that particular neighborhood. Maybe your budget's not going to allow you to go there, but we can come up with a 5-year plan that maybe we can eventually get you to the neighborhood you want with a really great alternative for where you can be today.
Perfect. We're going to have some more tips and strategies on what home buyers should ask themselves throughout the show today. We'll also take your questions. Again, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate. It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Our host, Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group, is here. And we have been talking about some things that you should know as a home buyer. So some things that home buyers should ask themselves. And we're also willing to take your questions, as always, at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Mimi, again, why are you encouraging home buyers to kind of prepare themselves with this information?
The reason that we want to have our buyers prepared is because if it's been a while since you've been looking, you may get frustrated because
right.
If you're watching a whole lot of HGTV, they see three houses and boom.
Yeah.
And so you might see three houses and go, what in the world? You know what I mean? Because I will have to say, though, the homes that I typically see are in really pretty good shape.
Right.
Sellers have kind of got it because sellers are watching HGTV
right.
too. So the thing that I think that is hard for people to wrap their brains around is it's just a traditional consumerism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going shopping. Your first inclination is to get a deal.
Right.
Right. So it's that way. If you're going to try to get a new top, get some new shoes,
right.
It's like going to wait for the sale.
Exactly.
And it's like, there is no sale mm-hmm. in real estate right now for buyers.
Because you want to feel like you got to win.
Everybody wants to feel like they won.
Okay.
And sellers are very empowered right now because they realize what type of market it is. And let me tell you what, they got kicked in the teeth when the market was down.
Yeah.
So they're tired of being beat up and used as a punching bag. They're
right.
like, yeah, my day is here and I'm over that.
Right.
So right now in the Twin Cities, what we're seeing is our sellers are getting 100.3% of their original list price.
Okay.
What does that mean? That means they're in the whole metro area as an average that people are getting over ask price.
Right.
So if you think you're going to come in and you know, because you don't like the paint and get a, you know, something off of that, don't even get your paintbrush out.
Right.
And your overalls, because you need to paint your own house.
And I think that you, for the longest time, were just trained to go, well, I'm going to come in kind of low and then we'll just bargain. And that's not the world we live in anymore. Is that what you're saying, Mimi?
You know, I think that if there's anything that's structural, there's still some negotiating power in with our buyers.
Okay.
If there's something wrong with your house and it's discovered during the inspection contingency, let's just say that you discover there's some rotting mold.
Okay.
Someplace. And people are totally freaked out about mold.
Yeah.
Anything black on a wall or
right.
even gray.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody understands that water and moisture, not a friend to a house.
Exactly.
So that if you've got that going on, you may as well go ahead and fix that as a seller. Same thing too. If you've got major things that you've not done, Well, we need to talk about that when we're sitting down. That's one of the things that I really think I do is I save a lot of money for the selling clients because they're like, well, what should I do? Well, let's talk about it. What's it going to cost? And what are the buyer's expectations these days?
Yes.
Because that kind of shifts and change depending on the market.
And that's another realistic thing that you discuss with them. You go, here's what will actually add to the value of the home and actually do something. And here's something that might be overkill or not necessary or actually cause a problem when you're putting it on the market, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I will give you a for instance. So we are going to be talking about a phenomenal coming soon property coming out of the next break.
Okay.
And so this particular seller, when I first met with them, I believe it was probably April.
Okay.
So just to kind of give you a timeline, you know, it takes a while to get a house ready for the market.
Yes.
There were things that that I believed that were going to net the seller a lot of money if they were to do the work. And the seller listened to my advice and we're getting ready to roll this house out. And I believe that we're going to be able to get top dollar and hopefully over asking price for this seller.
Right.
So there are things, and every house is different, right? So I'm going to tell you right now that you need to have on green eyeshadow and coral lipstick.
And I'll go, why? I'm not sure I like that.
That's what the buyers are digging on right now.
Got it. Okay.
So it's the same thing too with your house. So mm-hmm. if you say to me, I only want to sell my house as is.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Why do you want to sell it as is? Well, because I have arthritis, I'm tired, mm-hmm. I work a full-time job, I don't have time for none of that.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Do we have any reserves, any savings? Because I see in the house that if you were to do X, Y, and Z, and maybe A, mm-hmm. then this is going to possibly give you a bigger return. Because what you don't want is to have your front door be a revolving door for no purpose.
Right.
See what I mean? So, you know, it's like you get one opportunity to make a first impression.
Yes.
How are we going to get those buyers that come in and turn around and walk away back? You almost can't.
Right.
Right? Because they're like, well, let's just try it. No, let's not just try it. Let's do it right the first time. And whatever right means for you. So if you truly are going to do it as is, let's price it for as is. If you have a little something in the savings and we can do a few little things that are going to make a big impact when they walk in, then let's talk about that. Maybe
right.
That's right for you. Maybe it isn't. So that's why I think that these companies that come in and they give you the flat price of, you know, you don't do a thing, just walk away. Let's sign the purchase agreement. I think that that's simple.
Yes.
And people want simple solutions, but would you want simple and more money?
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's at least have a second opinion and see if that's possible. That's what I like to say.
Right. And so sometimes you probably can help them navigate the scenario and it actually turns out to be less work than they anticipated, but they might have just been stuck in their head and couldn't really see it without your help.
You know, I think that when you're in a house that's, say, for instance, not your own.
Right.
Especially that scenario.
If you took over a parent or a loved one's house.
Yes.
Okay.
Your first inclination is getting something for the contents, right? How much are the contents worth? And then probably your knee jerk is to call an auction company
yes.
of some sort to say, how much are you going to come in and sell my stuff for? And then if that's a lot of money to you, whatever their fee is, then your next thing is, okay, well, I'm going to do it myself.
Yes.
I'm going to yard sale it. And then you're still getting pennies on the dollar.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe there are other alternatives to handle the contents. The faster you get the contents out of the house, the faster you can sell the house, which
right.
is your biggest asset. So people get hung up on, you know, penny stuff when there's big dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So maybe you want to think about, you know, getting your stuff into a container.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. dealing with that later.
Right.
You know, so there's lots of different things that we can talk about that might help you. So just call us if you have things that you're concerned about.
Perfect. And if you have a question today, the number again is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. What other things do you have your home buyers go over with you?
Well, I think it depends on what stage of life you are. But one of the things that I think that is shocking to homeowners is the maintenance of the yard.
Right.
Okay. So do you want to care for a yard? Have you always fantasized about having a garden? Or do you want a maintenance-free yard? So, I mean, let's just kind of build the picture of that. So you got these small city lots that could be like 0.19 acres that you see in South Minneapolis, or bigger. Mm-hmm. And then you see these really nice estates out in Washington County that might have a couple of acres.
Right.
And then you see people that maybe have pebbles in their backyard because they've decided I don't want to even get a weed whacker.
Exactly.
I'm done with that.
I don't even want like an electric lawnmower. I don't want any of that.
Yeah. Okay. I want none of that. So you have to have a realistic conversation with yourself. And the worst thing would be is if you don't really know yourself and you get a bigger yard than you can handle, what are you going to do with that?
Right.
Are you going to hire that out? Are you able to take care of it? You know, and like I have an addiction. It's flowers.
Okay.
And frogs. and butterflies. So,
You plant a bunch of flowers that attract butterflies then? What did you do?
I am a planter.
Got it.
Love to plant. I do not like to weed. So that is a conflict.
Can you do those two things independently of one another?
No, it's a conflict. It's a real issue. So just ask yourself those real questions. The other thing that you might want to ask yourself is, are you an entertainer? You know, so if you are an entertainer, what sorts of things do you need in
your
space?
Are you an outdoor patio entertainer? Are you an indoor, I need a giant living room, family room type entertainer? So you have to talk about that, or at least go through your brain and go, here's what I want to do.
Right.
Got it.
And so you have to think about the seasons here too. I mean, summer entertaining versus winter entertaining. You could be argued that our winter is longer than our summer, I think.
Yeah.
So if you like summer entertaining, maybe you need a deck. Maybe you need a screened in porch. Maybe you need a big lawn to set up your bocce ball set.
Right.
And things like that. But in the winter time, where are they going to go? If you're a big party person, you know, is open concept, you know, popular for you?
Right.
So what's going to happen when you start looking at some of these 1950 Ramblers and they've got rooms for every purpose?
Right.
So you've got a dining room and a living room and a formal den and yada, yada. But your kitchen is small. Right?
Right.
And so is it possible to tear down a wall? What about your basement? Is that a good space for people to go? If because it doesn't take much to fill up a house with people. I mean, what, 20, 30 people? And you got a big crowd inside a house in the winter during a snowstorm. So you want to think about that. And then do your guests go home? So are they going to be...
If your party's so kicking, you might need to spend the night. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. And so do you need a guest room?
Right.
And, you know, what about the room for your sofa? Is it going to be a sleeper sofa?
Right.
You know, do you have room for all of that sort of thing? And these are real questions, because if you're coming from like a one bedroom apartment, I don't care. I just give me a house. I don't care. I don't think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you have the conversation so that you don't outgrow the next place faster than what you had hoped that you would do. So you want to do that. Also, if you have children or pets, do you need an extra room for all of the toys and things that are going to happen?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The bassinet.
Yes.
The crib. The toy box. What else?
You need a cat room.
You need a cat room. You need a cat room and a video room for your cats.
Exactly.
So those sort of things are really important.
Okay. And when we get back, we're going to cover some more things that homebuyers should ask themselves. And you're also going to tell us about a coming soon property that you're very excited
about,
right?
Absolutely.
And you can call us here at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show with Mimi Shoneman. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Our host, Mimi Shoneman from Remax Results, has been going through some things that home buyers should ask themselves. And we're also willing to take your calls, give you some great advice out there. It's 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And, you know, it's interesting that when you're posting all of these different links and all of these resources on your show page, Mimi, it is just when I'm going through it and I get, of course, all of the information before, I'm going, you know what? I wish I had some of these resources before I bought my first home years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because it really would make the process so much easier, because it feels like such a life-altering event, of course, when you're buying a home. But to go, well, I could do a little bit of research beforehand, it would have taken so much of the anxiety out of the process for me.
Well, like what, for instance?
Well, I just remember when I was walking around, and even though my realtor did a good job, going, well, am I, you know, how many houses should I look at? What am I really supposed to be looking for? What do I really need? That, you're right. Those are questions that I didn't ask myself before. I was going, well, I got to the point that I'm not getting a tax break anymore for renting. I guess I should buy a house. And then just started looking for houses.
Right.
And didn't, you know, didn't really think, how am I going to use the house? And so I had like looked through a few of them and went, well, this is maybe a little bit too much house. So
right.
It just was a lot of work probably for both of us, that if I had had a better idea of what it was that I was looking for, it'd have been a much easier process.
Right. And I just want to let everybody know too, that it's okay that your first house is not your forever house. Mm-hmm. Okay. That it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Unless you just know that you're always going to need these things and that's never going to change. But you can give yourself permission that in 3 or 4 years, life happens. Right. So you move into a one bedroom and then you couple up or you get a big dog or a cat.
Right.
And, you know, that suddenly that space that was perfectly OK is kind of feeling squishy right now. And if you love shoes like I, you know, know we do.
Right.
You know, that little bitty cloak closet, you know, that you have in that old home, it might not work anymore.
Yeah. I'm not so minimalist that now my new partner has room for their things.
Right.
I look at my house right now. I'm like, we would have to move if I got in a relationship because I don't know what I would get rid of to make room for them.
Right? Because you've got your dressing room that's a full bedroom now, and you get it all mapped out.
And it's very comfortable, but it's not conducive to another human being in the house.
Yeah,
and
it's like, what do you mean you need a bedroom? That's your bedroom. It's got my dresses and my shoes, my jewelry, and my perfume.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's okay. Give yourself permission. We're not supposed to stay in the same place forever. So we can definitely help folks that have basically outgrown whatever space that they need. Now, speaking of schools and children, so if you know that you want to have a certain school district.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So I've actually had a relocation client that said, I want to be within 10 blocks of the school so that my child can walk to school.
Okay.
And, you know, they're like, we're sorry that we're being so specific. I'm like, no, you know, I love it when people know exactly what they want. Maybe it's going to take us a little bit longer to find that specific home, but at least we have a well-defined parameter. It's harder when people say, yeah, I don't care. Washington County, Isanti, you know, you're like going back and forth across the, you know, metro.
Zigzagging all over the place.
So it's easier when folks are actually know what they want as opposed to we really don't know. So then let's sit down and let's look at a map and kind of figure out a starting place.
And the other thing that we've mentioned before on the show is that, you know, we understand where you see these things and you think you can do it yourself. But there are lots of reasons to have a licensed realtor in your corner because you find out about a lot of things out there before anybody else does. Right, Mimi?
Yes, we do.
Yes. And in fact,
well, we have a really wonderful intranet with RE/MAX results, and we're able to see properties that are coming soon.
Right. And here we go on today's what's our coming soon house, Mimi? What do we got going on over there?
Well, we have a beautiful, beautiful home in New Hope that's coming soon next week. And it's absolutely phenomenal.
And you know I love those western suburbs. I'm a western suburbs girl.
You're like, where is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's in New Hope. And I tell you what, this particular location has it all. Mm-hmm. It's got the location. It's got the house. It's got the lot. And the thing I love about it, it's kind of got these really soft, winding streets, nice, mature tree coverage, and nobody moves.
Right.
There's low turnover in this neighborhood and super desirable. They have completely painted on the inside and out, and it's got 4 bedrooms all on the same floor, updated bathrooms, and then the kitchen. Oh my goodness, it's got these beautiful white enameled kitchen and a center island with stainless steel appliances and tile floor. And then the window, oh wow, the window looks out on this beautiful 0.39 acre yard and it's perfectly flat. It's amazing and peaceful and quiet. You would never know you're in the city. And you could do so many things with that yard. You could garden. You could plant like I like to. You could put in a full pool. You could have a whole passel of furry babies out there running around. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, has that little swing, a nice shed. It's beautiful inside and out. Absolutely amazing. Full basement and then a bonus room in the basement that could be an office or a gym. It's just perfect.
And you're right. So, my mom lives over in that area. People do not move.
They don't move.
So if something is popping up over there, you should go and check it out.
So if you want to see it, give us a call, 651-578-2218. We can shoot you a photo. And we'd be happy to show it to you this coming week.
And that's why, you know, we talk about this, you know, getting prepared, making sure that you have things in place, because these houses pop up and it might get snatched up before you even get a chance to go, I need to start talking to a mortgage professional. And that's why you usually tell potential home buyers, work some of these things out ahead of time. So if you find something you love, you're ready to pull the trigger so that you can actually get the best offer available right away.
Absolutely. And this is a nice thing. If you hear about this house right now, tell all of your friends and your family. And if you haven't gotten pre-approved, call us. We can get you pre-approved in time for the house when it launches this coming week.
Perfect. And that number again, it's the 651-578-2218. Is that the best way?
Yep.
Again, that number is 651-578-2218. You can also always go to the Red Hot Real Estate Show page by going to mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot. It's so easy to find Mimi, even though she's super busy out there. She always has time for more My Talkers.
Absolutely. So one of the things that you want to think about when you're asking yourself questions about your garage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe you've come from an apartment and you've never really had a garage, or maybe you just had the pull tuck under garage. That's a very exciting moment for people.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I agree.
And so is it important for you to have an attached garage or a detached garage? How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with a detached garage. I've had each, and but it's probably because my detached garage is not that far from my house. So, because I think that would make a difference. If it's detached and it's way on the back of the lot, I see that would be a problem because you have to shovel before you get to your car.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that an attached garage has a little bit more value.
Right. Understandable. So, yeah. I can see that.
Even if it's a one car, you know, you get a little bit more value. I will say that a tuck under garage is not as popular with the buyers that I have worked with, but still a desirable type of garage.
Okay.
You can put lots of things in there. You can put your lawnmower and put your car side by side. So it's just having a garage at all. I remember when I got my first garage after coming out of an apartment, it was like, well, this is pretty nice.
Exactly. You know? I didn't know I was missing this, but I was super missing this.
I'm like, I don't like have to get out and scrape my windshield.
Right.
I'm like, I liking this garage thing.
Yes.
So garages are important, but to know how big of one. You know, I had one client that had a big truck. And so, you know, they had to measure the garage. So if you've got a big vehicle, or if you've got a boat that you're thinking about, you need to make sure that you'd hate to buy the house and go, dang.
Because not all one car garages are created equal.
I need
some
two
of them
more.
Are pretty tiny. Yeah, pretty tiny.
2 more inches and this would work.
Agreed. You know, that happens. You're right.
It does happen. Mm-hmm. So think about that. If you are a walker, okay, so there is such a thing as a walk score. I know everybody's heard about that. Different neighborhoods in different cities have different walk scores.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll give you, for instance, so people like to live in Minneapolis for the very reason that they can walk to their grocery. They can walk to entertainment.
Yes.
They've got beautiful sidewalks and, you know, the nice canopy trees, curbs, things like that for when you're walking, you know, with your strollers and things like that. That has probably a higher walk score than, say, someplace way out in the country where you've got to drive to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have decided, I'm going to be super eco green. I'm going to downsize and I'm going to get into a condo and I'm getting rid of my car. I don't need a garage. I don't need any of that because I'm going to Uber everywhere I need to go.
Yeah, so do a rent one of those hour cars where you can like rent it if you need to go and do something and you want to drive it yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you want to think about proximity to things. Can you actually make that achievable? You know, do you want to be hauling your groceries in the Uber car?
Yeah, right.
Everybody does that now, right? It's a thing.
Yeah.
So think about that. The other thing that you want to think about is the recreation. So how far do I have to travel to do what it is that I like to do?
Right.
So maybe you've decided that you want to move. Maybe your hobby is skiing.
Yes.
Okay, so if you had to close your eyes right now, Ms. Shannon, and you are an avid skier because we have so much snow.
Yes.
Where would be a good place for you to live?
In the cities?
Anywhere.
I would think, like, I know about the Buck Hills and those things. I'm like, those close ones? Or do I need to go far because I want real hills?
Well, if you're going to be skiing every day, does it make sense that you want to move to Burnsville? You know what I mean?
Right.
To be close to Buck Hill.
If that's what, yeah, I could see that. Or I would, you know, am I a cross-country skier? Then I need to move over next to, like, Theo Worth Parkway or over there next to where all those long tracks are.
Right.
I get it. Okay.
Or maybe you want to go to Afton, you know, come out to the east side of town. And maybe you want to live in a neighborhood that's close to that because that's your thing. And,
right.
And that's your form of exercise. And that's,
and it needs to be accessible.
And maybe you're in the club. Okay. Maybe you're in a ski club and you want to go there and hang out with your friends. And maybe you don't want to be all the way across town in Minnetonka.
And then drive in the snow to get to the snow. Right.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things like that. It's not the biggest thing in the world, but, you know, it can be a minor inconvenience. So
right.
I'll give you, for instance, not necessarily recreation oriented, but work.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a client out in Western Wisconsin.
Yes.
And so the thing is that was a good fit for them on their house. So they decided that public transportation was going to be a perfect fit for them.
Okay.
Okay. So that worked out well for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they decided, you know, I'm kind of getting tired of this. So let's sell our house and get a condo in Minneapolis, and we're just going to, you know, do low maintenance, kind of make that happen.
Right.
So just being aware of kind of like what your life is like.
And back to what you're saying is that it's okay to go, this is our plan for now. And then 3 to 5 years later go, you know, there's no shame in the fact that we need to alter our plan.
Right. And so the other thing is different for homeowners, and it shouldn't be a surprise if you've met with a loan officer, but like when you're paying rent,
yes,
you pay a flat fee.
Right.
Right. You don't pay any extras. So what are your extras going to be in your mortgage? Well, first of all, you're going to have to pay taxes that are broken down every 12 months. So you divide it by 12. So you've got your taxes that are included in your monthly payment. And you've also going to have to pay insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's also going to be divided by 12 and put into your monthly payment unless you decide you want to pay it all up front, which you can.
Right.
So.
And some neighborhoods, I might have an association fee.
You might have an association fee. That would probably be paid monthly outside of your mortgage payment.
Okay.
Thing to know about that is that if you need to pay that association fee, they're not kidding.
Right.
They can foreclose on you for a, you know, $100 association fee. You definitely want to make sure that you're paying your bills and you know what's in your payment.
All right. And we are going to give you some more tips on things that home buyers should ask themselves. And we'll also take your questions. You can call us here at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show with Mimi Shoneman.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Our host, Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results, has been giving us some great information on things homebuyers should ask themselves as they are going through this process, and also taking your questions at 651-641-1071. And so, Mimi, before we wrap up today, what else should we tell our homebuyers that they should do?
Well, I think that they should visit viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com.
Right.
And check that out, especially if you're shopping for property. Even if you aren't, if you are thinking about selling your property, you can go on there and get great information. You can see what else is being sold so that you can kind of start getting a little bit of familiar with what's going on with your neighborhood. So be sure and check that link out and all the other links that we have posted on our show page.
And that's a great thing to remind people, because one of the things we covered in the last segment is that maybe you don't know what you want yet. And so if you go there and you can actually go through the process of going, oh, wait, I do want 3 bedrooms, or I need 2 bathrooms, or, you know, at least putting your brain in the right framework so that you can narrow down what it is that you're looking for.
Well, I think the biggest thing that is helpful for folks is to see what buys what.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I've just gone to one of our mortgage experts and I've said, okay, you know, I'd like to get, I'd like to get a beachfront condo, for instance. How much could I buy? And if I got pre-approved. And so they can tell you that. They can look at your credit score and give you an opinion so that you know. So then you can start, you know, window shopping,
right,
if you will. And then see, okay, well, I can't live on that beach community, so maybe I need to go down about 20 miles where it's a little more affordable.
Right.
So it's the same thing in every single neighborhood, every single city.
Well, you'll go, I want a 3-bedroom house, but maybe I need to go a little farther out to be able to put that into my price range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe you find out that you don't like anything you see, and maybe you just need to save some more money.
Okay.
You know, or there's all kinds of different things that you could do. But it's, that's the best place to start, is to get pre-approved. Even so, from the minute that you have the twinkle in your eye, I think I want to do something in real estate, call us so that we can connect you with one of our mortgage experts. We know and trust them, and they do a great job, and they will put you on the right path to success.
Right.
So that's the first step. The second step is to for us to sit down and do a consultation so that we can help map out what it is that's your particular circumstance. So whatever that happens to be. So that's the second step. And then check out our links on the website. You'll find great information, request one of the guides or both of the guides, and then we can make a list of your questions and try to get them answered.
And that website, again, is mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.
So if you're buying a house and you're very close to your family and friends, you've talked about this a lot yourself.
Right.
That when you've had people that say, your friends of yours, it's like, I'm not coming to see you.
Right.
That's too far.
I loved Eden Prairie, but nobody would visit me. Because my friends just didn't happen to live in a way that was easy to get to where I lived in Eden Prairie. And it didn't feel far, but they acted like it was so far.
Where did you live?
I lived not that far from Eden Prairie Mall.
Okay, but where did your friends live?
A lot of them lived either in Minneapolis or in St. Paul.
Oh,
and they
for
just thought,
crying
yeah.
out
so
loud.
They were like, yeah, but they acted like I might as well have lived in Iowa.
Oh.
It was that. They were like, you live that far. And I'm like, it's not. And just...
And I have heard the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
A client of mine moved from Northeast Minneapolis to Andover. It's 20 minutes.
And it doesn't feel that way. Like, it feels like, oh, my gosh, you moved to the country. I'm like, wait. No, I didn't.
It's like, why is that? Do you need a horse and buggy? I mean, are you walking to your friend's house?
But that's real talk. People really, you know, it changes your lifestyle dramatically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing I think that people don't think about when they're buying is, so your time is money, right? So how much time do you have to put into fixing things up in your house? I think that's why so many people right now are only interested in buying the homes that are fixed up.
Okay.
But there are areas of the country where it's so expensive that people are finally starting to see, hey, I can do a few little things myself and I can get into the house in a neighborhood that I like.
Right.
If I do a few things myself. Right?
Right.
So I'll tell you what, in the down market, there were so many people that you could show them two identical floor plans, I swear to you.
Mm-hmm.
One was fixed up and the other was, you know, dilapidated.
Yes.
And they'll be like, and they could save like $50,000 on the dilapidated one, just need paint or strip some wallpaper
and some new carpet
and a little appliances. You know, it's like, for $10,000 tops, you know, you could get it all done. So, For folks that don't know that these things exist, there's construction. There's like the construction 203Ks where you can throw those small amount of things into your mortgage, get them done, wrap it into your mortgage. That's doable.
Right.
So don't overlook the homes that need lipstick. Okay.
Maybe you have to use a little bit of imagination on what you can do to sparkle up the place.
I'm telling you what, paint and carpet will do miracles.
I'm sure. Yes.
And appliances are not that expensive.
Right.
Okay. They're just not. So, but see, that's the thing. You sit down and you have the conversations with folks that are thinking of selling. They're like, does nobody have an imagination anymore? I'm like, listen, I'm just telling you how buyers think and how they see things. They're conditioned to see it perfect or as close to perfect as possible. So, you know, do you want to be the one where they go, you're getting feedback constantly that says, the kitchen's, you know, dated.
Right.
Dated is the
I hate the flooring. I don't like this.
Yeah, carpet's dirty. You know, wallpaper, you know, I don't do wallpaper. I don't even know what's behind that stuff.
Right.
You know, people today don't even know how to put wallpaper up, much less take it down.
Right.
So So if you've got little things that you know how to do as a homeowner that doesn't seem like much and nothing to you, it's a big deal to a lot of buyers.
Right.
And if it's not going to cost you a lot of money, and we can talk about what things cost, you know, maybe it would be in your best interest. So how much work and money are you willing to put into your property to make it the way you like it?
Right. You know,
right.
I'm like, I think some people, it really is, you know, going, I would like to tailor this to my liking, so I'm okay with it. And some people are, I ain't got time for that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, for me, when I bought my house, it was, the seller was so proud. It was so white and so gray, which would be really popular right now.
Yes.
But I could not wait to get in there and paint it and change it, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you know, the kitchen, I probably would have done better buying a house that already had the updates, you know, from a cost perspective. But the upgrades and the things that I've done since I've been in there are to my liking.
Right.
So that's the nice thing about being a homeowner is that you get to do what you want with your house. If mm-hmm. you like lime green and pink, guess what?
It's your house.
Have at it, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the beautiful thing about it. The other thing is you want to really stay real and true about your budget.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to think about, you know, what am I going to need to do? Do I want to be, you know, so much of my percentage of my net worth to the house, or am I a traveler?
Right.
You know, do I have a small business that I've got to fund with my personal funds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that, that you need to think about and make sure that you're operating so that you're comfortable.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to be is what they call married to your house.
Yes.
Right. And so all you can do is, you know, get up, fix your breakfast, you know, go to work, come back, fix your dinner.
Can't do anything else. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Floor plan, I think, is important. I think that, you know, you need to think about like your 10-year plan from your body.
Okay.
Okay. So are you at a position in your life where maybe mobility issues are starting to creep up? Maybe your knees are starting to get crickety mm-hmm. and stairs are a real issue. Okay.
Right.
There's that. Maybe you need a place where a wheelchair, or maybe you need an area that could be accommodated by a small elevator or a lift.
Right.
So things like that, you know, as far as long-term planning, because you'd hate to buy a house and then have to leave and sell it pretty soon because you don't can't do stairs.
Right.
Or maybe you've got...
You couldn't put a ramp on the outside of it that would work well for your mobility issues.
Yeah, and okay. Maybe your friends and family, you've got friends and family that have mobility issues that you want to come over and visit you, and so you want to take that into consideration. Is it doable, and how expensive would it be to do? So things like that, the floor plan, I hear like a lot of people don't really understand about the, you know, formal living room, formal dining room. What am right. I going to do with that space? They walk in the front door and you got a formal dining on one side and a formal living on the other side. Well, there's lots of things that you can do. It's just not what you're used to.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so some folks will put like an office in one of those spaces, and some people will make a toy room out of the other. You know, it just depends on what you want people seeing when they first walk into your house.
Right.
But you want to think about that. Maybe you are a messy person and you don't want people seeing your stuff. So you're going to keep the main level all nice and tidy, and you're going to
hide everything on the second floor.
Do everything you need to on the second floor. You also want to check out the crime rate of your neighborhood. So you want to check out to see if there's any registered sexual predators. You can do that at the Department of Corrections website or on their phone number. That is something that your real estate agent cannot do for you. You need to do it yourself. And it's caveat emptor. Buyer needs to make sure that they're doing their due diligence and checking out all of those things. Be sure and drive the neighborhood 3 different times of the day.
Okay.
Morning, afternoon, and night. And do it weekday, weeknight.
Okay.
Knock on your neighbor's doors, both sides, and across the street. They'll tell you everything you ever wanted to know about that neighborhood. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buyer that knocked on a door once, and they found out that there was a shooting.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so they're like, yeah, no, we're going to find something else.
Right.
So, but, you know, maybe that's not anything that they could have found, public information. Neighbors know everything.
Right.
And they know how, ask them, do they like the neighborhood? Would they live there again if they had a choice? They will tell you. So be sure and check out all of the great links that we've got posted on our show page. Call us during the week, 65-